Have you ever wondered what someone would be willing to sacrifice to save the people they love? Join me for Awake My Soul as we uncover a powerful moment in Jonah's story that points us to the greatest rescue of all and the one who gave everything so that we could have peace with God. Remember the show Lost? I'm sure you do. This was a science fiction drama that came out back in 2004, I think. The plot centers around the survivors of a plane crash who were all stranded on this island. In one of the episodes, there was a young man on the show named Charlie who had fallen in love with this girl named Claire. She was a young lady on there who had just given birth to a baby on the island. Anyway, there's a lot of discussion about this communications bunker that was submerged, and of course, they were desperate for help, and so somebody had to go down and turn off the machine because it was jamming these signals to and from the island. That was the only hope they had of being rescued. But to do it meant no return. Well, Charlie knew this was what he was meant to do. This was his task, and nobody else could do it. So he made the sacrifice, and he goes, and he gave his life so that he could save many. We've been looking at some lessons from the life of Jonah. Remember, he's the prophet of God who was called to go to Nineveh with God's message of repentance, but he refused. He ran from God, and then he tried to hide. However, the Lord brought a great storm, and the men on the boat were distraught, and they were trying to find out which man had done wrong, which of their gods that they had upset. Well, Jonah knew. I mean, he worshiped the only true God, and he told them it was his fault that the storm was raging and that the only way to make it stop and to save them would be to throw him overboard. I mean, who are they to argue with the man, right? Hey, let's look at Jonah chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. So they took up Jonah, and they cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Did you hear that? Immediately the sea was calm. The men were saved. They fell down and they worshiped the one true God. They too made a sacrifice unto the Lord, and they vowed to serve Him. I mean, something God's own people had failed to do. Jonah knew what he was supposed to do, and he knew he was the reason for the storm. He knew he had to sacrifice himself for many to be saved. And once he did the will of the Father, there was peace. Did you know that we're all in that boat? We're all desperately seeking a way to be saved from certain death in this raging storm of sin. And one man gave his life for us. His name is Jesus. He made the ultimate sacrifice, giving his life to save many. This was the will of the Father. And because of his sacrifice, we can have peace. Boy, that's a beautiful truth. Do you want to spend just a little more time talking about these lessons from Jonah? Go grab a refill on your coffee and let's go just a little bit deeper. I'll send you a text with some questions to help guide our time. And hey, if you haven't signed up for those texts yet, you can text the number on your screen or you can scan the QR code. Hey, thanks for joining me today for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.